started off pretty well in pre-season, got a few goals, but like I said to, in an interview to Steve, you want to start the season pretty well, you know, and like Simo's done, get a few goals early on, it put you in good stead. And like you say, just helps the team along, like today really. It was a bit of a tight game, to be honest with you. I thought 1-0, like first half, we'd heard about that, like they'd been poor last week, but we didn't take them lightly. Like we went for it, and it weren't really going for us at half time. Guards and the gaffer, like said, like we've got to whoop it a bit, otherwise we're not going to win the game. We knew that anyway, to be fair. And second half, thought we started well.
So your first goal was from the penalty spot. Was there any doubt about who was going to take it?
Nah, it happened last season. I got quite a few like pens early on, but like you say, they add to the tally. Tom tried to get the ball, but he knew it was my turn, so he didn't have much argument really.
And then you got your second goal as well.
Yeah, it's strange, yeah. Isn't it? Football, like you, I'd had one shot really first off the left footer, and he's made a decent save. It was more or less straight at him though, and I didn't think I was really going to get much of a chance. Today, like I weren't really getting a sniff, but then, like they come along quick succession, you just got to take them. And luckily, Simo's flicked it on, a great little flick, and I read it, and I just did the rest really.
Yeah, it was a very neat finish. You must have been proud of that one.
Yeah, just like give the keeper the eyes, you know, tried to keep him guessing, and he didn't really move. So I knew as soon as I hit it, really, I'd scored.
And you must have thought you'd got your hat trick late on.
Yeah, definitely. I was a bit unlucky. It's first time. I got it out of my feet. I thought I'd try a little check and trip the defender. I thought I was more amazed that I'd managed to do that, to be fair. And then when I hit it, I thought, he's not saving that. And just my luck, really, hit the post.
A lot of City fans are very glad to have you back at the club. What persuaded you to come back?
Oh, no, I didn't want... Like, in the first place, I didn't leave out of any bad remorse. I just thought the offer that I got at Nuneaton, not for like the money side or anything, I thought they would challenge a bit more than what Worcester would do, and I went quite early with the decision. And who knows, if we'd have beat Nuneaton, like Worcester would have beaten Nuneaton at Nuneaton's ground, then it might have backfired on me. You never know. But I went away and I won promotion. But I'd always wanted to come back, and it's a great club. And Carl and Gord made a lot of effort, like in the off season, and told me, like, you know, there's a lot of players here, and Tom was in my ear all the time. And it seems like the best move I could have done, really.
Last time you were here, you finished up top scorer. Last season, Mike Simmons was the top scorer. We've now got you both here together. What's he like to play with?
Oh, he's brilliant. He gets hold of it. He wins his flick-ons. Like, we're working together to try and stay close together when they keep the ball, you know, so we can work off each other. And it'll come. It takes time. You can't just do it in pre-season, because pre-season's a lot different from the first game of the season. It's total the tempo and like everyone wrestling each other and wanting to win more, you know what I mean? And it'll take time, but I think we're starting to click, we're getting round each other, and yeah, hopefully, like you say, if we both can hit, Simo said we both want to hit 40 goals, like 40 between us, and that's what we're looking to do. And if we can do that, I don't really care who finishes above each other, you know what I mean, as long as we both get over 20.
You're someone who knows what it's like to win promotion. Do you think this team can win promotion?
Yeah, definitely. Like today, we've gone in there at the end of the game, and don't get me wrong, we're happy we've won 5-1, but there's things where we could improve, and we could have felt we could have done a bit better and maybe scored a few more and kept a clean sheet. Do you know, there's always improvement. But if you keep like clicking away and wins like this and nicking your wins when you're not playing well, it all adds up, and we can definitely do that this year, yeah.